This is Toronto, and contrary to a report in the Chicago Sun-Times, baseball is not dead in this city. Now, when we think about baseball, we think of the Blue Jays. But did you know Toronto has two baseball teams? There's the Blue Jays, and there's the Toronto Maple Leafs of the Intercounty Baseball League, a semi-professional league that operates throughout the province. The Baseball Leafs have been part of Toronto's sports scene since 1969, 8 years before the Blue Jays played their first ever game. The Leafs are also one of the city's most successful franchises, winning 8 league titles, most recently in 2007. Since day one, the team has been owned and operated by Jack Domenico and his late wife Lynn, and for many years the Leafs have called Christie Pitts Park their home. Roger Lajoie is a sportscaster with the Fan 590. He's also the Leafs' PA announcer, statistician, and has been involved with the club since 1979. We recently spoke about the team and the upcoming 2010 season. Roger Lajoie, welcome to This is Toronto.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, Eric.
Well, thank you. Now, it'd be silly to ask you to compare watching a Blue Jays game from watching a Maple Leafs game at Christie Pitts. But what I do want to ask you, is there anything a person could experience from watching a Leafs game that they couldn't get from watching a Blue Jays game at the Rogers Center?
Well, that's a great question, and I think there's a lot of things. First of all, you don't have to pay to get in, so there's a plus. You don't even need a ticket to watch a ball game at Christie Pitts. Eric, this league is a throwback to another era. You know, Christie Pitts is at the corner of Bloor and Christie Street. It's a 2-minute walk from the subway. It's guys that play for the love of the game. It's played on a nice field, but it's really sandlot baseball. It's old style baseball. It's guys that play just because they want to play. High level of baseball, because outside of Major League Baseball, it's the highest level that's available here in Ontario. And you can experience baseball the way it was 50 years ago. It still is today and has been at Christie Pitts since the Leafs were playing. So there's no big concrete stadium. There's no fancy restaurants. There's no private boxes, but it's a lot of fun and it's a lot of quality baseball. So if you want to touch roots to what the game is all about again, that's what you can do with Christie Pitts as opposed to the Rogers Center.
And when it comes to the roots, the team has been around for almost 42 years, so they definitely have deep roots in this community. And over those 42 years, the Toronto sports scene has certainly grown. How has the Domenico family been able to keep the team in the public spotlight despite being surrounded by these large, expensive, big-time North American franchises?
It's a tough challenge, and it has been a challenge. And Eric, you correctly point out the Toronto sports demographic is very different now than it was quite a few years ago, and that's made it even tougher. When the Leafs first came into the league in 1969, I've been involved with the team since 1979 as their public address announcer and statistician, so I've seen 32 of the 42 years, and I know it's gotten progressively more difficult. I mean, when this team was first playing here, the Blue Jays didn't exist. The Raptors didn't exist. And, of course, recently TFC and The Rock and all the other entertainment options, which become not only, you know, for people's time and attention, but also for, you know, people, newspaper and media's time and attention. And that makes it even that much more difficult. It's very, very hard to, you know, get that, garner that extra interest. But Jack Domenico, the owner of the team, and his late wife Lynn, who passed away a year and a half ago, did everything in their power to get that attention. I think a lot of it is Jack's personality, his persistence with the media, his ability to talk things up. And I think when people, you know, it's a small following, but the following is very, very loyal. You know, you'll see fans who watch the games at Christie Pitts travel on the road to watch a team play there. And so I think so much of it has to do with the Domenico's personality, with their ability to get in the spotlight whenever possible, and the players too, because once you get to know the players, people who come down to the ballpark know they're great guys as well. So it's a challenge. It'll always be a challenge, and it gets maybe tougher every year, but somehow, some way, they manage to make it. And I think when you have roots in the community, it really pays off in the long term for you.
And those roots will definitely be honored on May 9th when Jack and his late wife are honored by having the ball field named after them, correct?
Oh, yeah, and that's just going to be a tremendous day. Home opener is on May the 2nd, and the following Sunday, May 9th, the official dedication will be made. This park has been known as Christie Pitts for many, many years, and still is known as Christie Pitts. And for people who aren't familiar with it, who haven't been here, there are three baseball diamonds, including the main diamond. There's a park area for the kids. There's a wading pool and a swimming pool at the back of the park. It's a very nice, large complex, but the main ball field where the Leafs play is now known as Dominick Gold Field at Chris DePitts. And what a fabulous tribute to both Jack and Lynn for all the years of their involvement in the community. It really is astounding what they've been able to do, and I think everyone is just delighted what has transpired to have that done. What an honor from the city, and May 9th it'll officially be named. It's already, there's a sign already up here, but it'll be unveiled, and dedication from the city. I know Mayor David Miller plans to be down, so sitting tribute to people who've given a lot to the city for more than four decades now.
So let's talk about the 2010 Leafs. Last year they fell to Barrie in the semifinals in five games. Also, we have Brantford, which has been the top team in the Inter-County League for the last few seasons, winning three titles in four seasons. So what do the Leafs need to do this year to get over that hump and match up with a team like the Brantford Red Sox?
Well, I think they'll match up fairly well with anyone in the league this year. Outside of two seasons ago when the team finished at 17-19, that was the first time in 25 years the Leafs did not play 500. The Leafs are always competitive. Eric, they were 24-12 last year. They're only two games out of first place in the regular season. As you mentioned, losing in five games to Barrie in the semifinal, the last game was 1-0. Despite the fact that the Leafs were short four or five players due to injuries and suspension. So they were close. And to get closer, to go over the top and win a ninth championship for this league, then they're going to have to take a few extra steps and maybe get a little bit more pitching. Now, they have a large contingent of returning players this year, which is great. They have a lot of veteran hitters, guys like Dan Gibbons and Damon Teague, Damon Topley, who have been in the organization for a lot of years. But it's usually pitching. Drew Taylor, the son of Ron Taylor, a former Blue Jays pitcher and team doctor, of course, is a great competitor. And Merrick Deska, another young kid who's a pitcher for them. So I think what it's going to take basically to win the Inter-County title this year is when you look at the top teams, Brantford, Barrie, Toronto, certainly London is in that mix. It's a matter of everybody having career seasons and coming together at the same time. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what it is. Brantford has been fortunate to have won three of the last four titles, but the year they didn't win, the Leafs won the championship, and I think the Leafs are very capable of doing it. So to be more consistent and hot at the right time of the year, too, Eric. You know, you got to have everybody healthy, and everything's got to come together in the playoffs to win a trophy, and that's the hope of the Leafs this season. But they've got the same chance they have most years when the inter-county season starts, a very good one, because they've got a great nucleus of returning players.
And before the May 2nd home opener, the Leafs will be holding their annual forum and reception, and I understand Reggie Jackson's going to be there this year.
Yeah, what a thrill for the local baseball fans. You know, there's always five Hall of Famers or five former Major League greats. They're not always Hall of Famers, but five former Major League greats that attend the banquet, and there's five attending this year as always. But this year, added to the mix because he happens to be in town for another autograph session, is Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson. And when he was contacted by Jack, and he said, well, you know, if I still in town, I'd be happy to come by and be a part of your evening, and had a few, you know, chats about it, and eventually it came to fruition. And boy, what a thrill for baseball fans. I can't wait to meet Reggie myself. I've never had an opportunity to shake Reggie Jackson's hand, and that's what fans can do on May the 1st. That's the official kickoff of the season, one day before the home opener, and what a thrill for everybody. And yes, Reggie Jackson will be among the greats in attendance this year, so that should be quite a thrill.
And if people would like to get tickets for the reception, what's the best way to do that?
Online, leafsbaseball.com. The information phone number is there. There's only a limited number of tickets left, but if they go to leafsbaseball.com, they can get all the information. Check on the news site. I believe it's the number one story on the top of the news page right now. There's a phone number there for listing and tickets. If you call that number, your information will be taken, and they will definitely get back to you. And that's probably the best opportunity as well for anyone to check out news on the team throughout the course of the season. So it should be a great night.
Yes, and following the reception, it's the home opener against Barrie on May 2nd. Roger Lajoie, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck with the season, and enjoy the summer.
Well, thank you very much, and I enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you.
Roger Lajoie is the Maple Leafs PA announcer and statistician. He's also a sportscaster with the Fan 590. Once again, the Leafs kick off their 2010 Inter-County Baseball League season on Sunday, May 2nd at 2 p.m. against the Barrie BayCats. The action will take place at Dominico Field at Chris DePitts, 750 Bloor Street West, at the corner of Bloor and Christie. To learn more about the team and to check out a full schedule, visit leafsbaseball.com. You will also find information about the Leafs' annual forum and reception on May 1st. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent by email. The address is thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. And don't forget about the Facebook group. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.